I'm Liz Pelka. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, apologizing Tuesday for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a proposed extradition law. Lam said the protests have shown how many Hong Kong citizens feel about the extradition bill.
People have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me.
Lam did not give in to the demands that she leave office over her handling of the controversial bill. She told reporters work on the bill was over until it expires in July of next year. It would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried Tuesday, a day after his collapse, inside a Cairo courthouse. Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power. Officials said the 67-year-old had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed. Dozens of people protested in New York's Times Square on Monday afternoon. The protesters angry about the way Morsi was treated by Egyptian authorities. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Amr Magdi says the conditions under which former Egyptian President Morsi was imprisoned may have violated international law.
We believe President Morsi isolation and ill treatment might actually amount to torture according to the UN Convention Against Torture and according to the basic principles of keeping inmates that the Egyptian government completely ignored and disregarded.
This is VOA News. The Pentagon released new photographs it says are more proof that Iran attacked two foreign oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week.